This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Or bad thing? I have a series of questions related to what's happening in the news, and you get to answer whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, okay? We'll play a little game of good or bad. You tell me, okay, on what's on your mind. I have many examples for this today. Hi there, how are you? Scott Heron here, Watford City, North Dakota. Wolf Pup Daycare is where I'm at. Innovative daycare operation. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford is going to be here. By the way, it's another first, Todd. Todd
yes.
Scott is here.
Hi there.
First time I've ever broadcast from a daycare facility.
I was just going to ask you that. Have you ever done that? Because I've never done that either.
And a little chopper just to peek his head in here. Probably, I don't know, 3 years old. Had a cowboy hat on. And came around the corner. I was typing away my laptop. Tessa Mulberg is the director here, and she let me her office. She said, I got to find you a quiet place to broadcast from. I said, we came to a daycare facility. I don't want it quiet. I want a little ambiance. I'm all for, but anyway, she insisted. So.
Well, if they are quiet, then you can say, gosh, they're well-behaved kids here. And if they're not, then you can say, it's a daycare and they're having fun.
So I'm head down, you know, kind of going to town. Congressman Kevin Cramer will also be on the program today, and, of course, we have our weekly talk radio town hall to talk about. A lot of things in the news. Another example of the federal government sticking it to our coal industry with these leases. We're going to talk about that. We have, I would hope, a concern for the Obama administration on this amnesty issue, you know. President didn't get his way in Congress, so what does he do? He does an executive order. There's a challenge, and now the Supreme Court is going to take it up. So, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like, hey, we're losing these battles. We're losing. But are we? Maybe we're not. Maybe others are finally seeing this. So that's good. There is new information on Fast and Furious, something we followed here. And again, serious concern on the abuse of the Obama administration. And Hillary Clinton, I don't know. You read this story. Just read the facts of the story and what we know, and you say, how in the world can this woman be a candidate for president of the United States when she has highly classified information on a personal server, and now there's talk of lives being endangered because of the, you know, fast and loose manner in which she handled her emails. So a lot of things there, and I want your take on any and all of them. The questions I have related to a good thing or a bad thing, or a couple of things in the news. One, this headline that I'm looking at, and I forget which paper it is in, but we always pull out the headlines and take a look at them. Is this in the Bismarck Tribune or Fargo Forum? I don't know. North Dakota flirts with 1 million by 2040. That's talk of North Dakota's population increasing by 2040 to 1 million.
Still doable.
North Dakota's Watford City is a prime example of, you know, that what is happening here, repeated in a number of communities in every corner of the state, is why that's happening. Here's the question. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I see it as an entire state with 1 million people still being relatively a small state, yet a lot of economic prosperity that's going on, which you can see in per capita income or how many millionaires there are, whatever number you take a look at. There's a lot of prosperity here because of what's happening. And I think this is a product of more of that growth. I say it's a good thing. But I guarantee you there's people that see that and say, that's awful, terrible, bad thing. So you tell me, good thing or bad thing, okay? A three candidates for the Republican nomination for governor in North Dakota. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I would say it's a good thing. And I think the more people are involved in the process, the more choices you have, that's a good thing. Now, the Republican establishment would say, hey, the Attorney General Wayne Stengem is best equipped to keep this momentum going. And he may be. He may be. He's been a legislator. He's been in the AG's chair since 2000. He may be. But why not have a conversation about that? Who is best to lead this state at a time of great prosperity? And a longtime business leader without any political experience throws his hat in the ring. Good conversation, right? Dr. Becker, in the case of someone that is from more of the libertarian side, challenging, why do we do what we do in government? Is that the best way? Have we grown to? Well, it's a good thing. My argument, it's a good thing. Some would argue a bad thing. Not a good deal. What do you think? 1 to know what you think at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550. Here's another one. Sarah Palin has endorsed Donald Trump. Do we have some of that audio, Todd?
Coming. I had it and then somebody closed it on me.
Yes. So we have just some snippets, and we'll play more as we go throughout the day. But listen to the big news politically on the presidential race side. Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? You tell me. Go ahead and roll it.
You ready for a commander-in-chief who will let our warriors do their job and go kick ISIS ass? Ready for someone who will secure our borders, to secure our jobs, and to secure our homes. Ready to make America great again. Are you ready to stump for Trump? I'm here to support the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Only Sarah Palin would go in there. But again, wow. That's Trump-esque, right? I'm here to kick ISIS's blank. If you're Donald Trump, to me, that's an endorsement you take in Iowa. This is all about Iowa. This is about Ted Cruz surging, the numbers getting close, having previously been endorsed by Sarah Palin down in Texas, and now added. So, I don't know. I like Sarah Palin. I like Sarah Palin a lot. I like her tenure as a record, you know, her record. Her tenure and her time and her record as governor of Alaska. I love her stance on energy. Some rumors that she wants to be a secretary of energy. I don't know. I think that's a fabulous thing. Wonderful thing. But there you go. A couple examples. You tell me, are those good things? Are those bad things? Good thing to have Sarah Palin endorse Donald Trump? I like that. Good thing to have, good thing or bad thing to have? You tell me. Good thing or bad thing to have three folks in the Republican battle for President of the United States? Population trending to a million by 2040? Good thing or bad thing? What is it, in your view? Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline welcomes your calls today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And remember, next hour, name the issue, anything and everything. I want to get Congressman Kramer's take on the governor's race, for sure. And then a couple of these things that are in the news, the coal leases, Hillary's emails, the Supreme Court taking up the amnesty immigrant issue of President Obama's executive order, and the Fast and Furious revelations. So a lot of ground to cover there, but welcome yours as well at any point. We have a couple from yesterday already that came in for Congressman Kramer. So the stuff is coming in, and encourage you, if you do have a question or comment, to get those in very early today on the program. We're brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. If you go right now to their Facebook page or their website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, you'll find a wealth of information on things that are happening. One of the reasons we're in Watford City on a regular basis is so you get the whole story. You cannot believe it. You know, I mentioned yesterday, I think, I was here at the school that will officially open. Run into somebody in Bismarck, and I said, are they still going to open that school? Isn't, you know, like enrollment, like falling off a cliff? And You know, that's the kind of mentality that's out there, largely because of, I would argue, poor reporting that goes on when people pick those things up. So, Technology Tuesday yesterday, the North Dakota Oil Can had a new piece of Bakken Oilfield tech talking about some of the things that were happening. I was at a Rotary luncheon in Watford City yesterday. They were talking about two wells out here that are producing so well in McKenzie County, close to Watford City, that they cash flow at $8 oil. Think of that. No kidding. That's what technology does. That's how it happens. But you can find out more about that at NorthDakotaOilCan.com and also on their Facebook page as well, one of our fine sponsors today on the program. All right. The good and the bad. I want your take when we come back on what's on your mind on some key issues in the news. Here in North Dakota, in the governor's race, population growth, as well as the presidential race. Trump now getting that endorsement from Sarah Palin as we continue.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Best of the best in soybean and wheat research meetings will be held at Allura Center in Grand Forks on Thursday, February the 4th, and at the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel in Moorhead on Friday, February the 5th. Both meetings will begin at 8:30 and will conclude at 3 p.m. These meetings will review recent research findings on issues that impact soybean and wheat production in the region. Topics include soybean cyst nematode management, soybean diseases, the soybean research recap, systems approach to wheat management, application of fertilizers, a crop marketing and weather outlook for the coming season. Hands-on demonstrations are planned and are a signature part of the program. Participants get a chance to interact with the presenters and see live plant material, including soybean roots with soybean cysts. A noon lunch will be provided at each venue. There is no participation fee, but advanced registration is encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Gerald.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a My Pillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, My Pillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called My Pillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable My Pillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow My Pillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is the person who I've known for a long time, who I've respected for so long, an incredible husband, an incredible family, and somebody that when I heard that she was going to endorse me, I was so honored. You have no idea how honored. And I would like to bring up, if I might, Governor Sarah Palin. Special, special person.
Special, special person. Does that rally conservatives around Donald Trump. What do you make of that? Good or bad? Want to know what you think. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Dan in Eureka, South Dakota goes first here. What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, sir. Question either for Congressman Kramer or else Senator Holman. I'm noticing the different corporations or the different federal agencies are fining corporations, whether it's Southwest Airlines or Boeing or, say, British Petroleum. I wanted to know what happens to those fines that they collect. Do the fines go into the general fund, or are these agencies trying to self-fund themselves? My other concern about these fines is when they fine a corporation that sells a product to the consumers in this country, essentially the consumers are the ones who end up paying the fine. So if you could just forward that question for me, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Stay tuned. We'll ask for you. Absolutely. Mike in Williston, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And what's on your mind? Live from Watford City in the Wolf Pup Daycare today. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Hey. Yeah, I had seen a little video on Yahoo News, and it was talking about in the oil field up here in North Dakota, some of the housing getting bought out because the companies are going bankrupt that had built some of these new projects out here. And I was wondering if there's any idea where these investors are coming and buying these properties that are going bankrupt from. And also, as things kind of level out, are there any plans on controlling a little bit more the prices of housing out here? Because for a while, you know, when these projects first came out, they were really putting a lot of the prices on the people living in these apartments and new homes and stuff, and the prices were pretty crazy. Are there any plans on maybe regulating that so when things level back off and things pick back up, it's not getting put back on the consumers?
Would you want it regulated? And if so, by whom?
Well, I think that a lot of these apartment buildings, you know, they've been put together, they're prefabs, and I know that they're not costing that much. I don't see why an apartment building like that should cost, you know, when I first moved into one, it was $2,500 for a one-bedroom apartment. Those prices just seem pretty high, and they're coming down now, but if things pick up, are they planning on a lot of these companies putting the prices back up to that, to the new people coming into town, or are they going to stay kind of leveled off is what I'm wondering. I really don't know what the future holds up here, but I'd like to see, you know, something that's a little bit fair, more fair to the people that are staying out here.
Yeah, I think personally, Mike, I'm for the market sorting that out, and I think the reason prices are coming down now is there's less demand and there's more availability. So that's the way it's supposed to work. And by the way, what's yours now? What is that apartment you were paying $2,500 for? What are you paying now?
It's $2,000 now, and I know it's came down since then, but I'm in a lease that I had signed before the prices came down, but they're coming down pretty dramatically. But I'm wondering if, you know, as things pick up, if the prices are going to go back up again.
We will tell you what we'll do.
A lot of these new buildings have to be paid for by somebody, and it's eventually going to come back on the people living there. But as new investors come in and buy some of these places that are being bankrupt, I mean, up here where I live, there's probably one out of maybe five houses are being lived in that are brand new. There's a lot of brand new construction that's never been moved into.
We'll ask Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford a little more about some of the assertions there regarding, you know, bankruptcies and new investors and rents coming down. I was more interested in your sort of overall solution or fix, but appreciate your call, Mike, and stay tuned.
We'll get you
a few more answers there. I think, you know, rent controls and regulations really are a bad idea. What they do is they stifle development. Bruce, on the road, what's on your mind? You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Good morning, Scott. I guess what's on my mind is this Trumpania. I was overheard a couple of fellow employees talking about it, and they keep, you know, I guess my take on Trump is this is a lot of Trump orders, but if they think about it for a second, there's a lot of commonalities Barack Obama got elected through platitudes and basically speaking what the people thought, you know, empathizing with them. And the thing that the lady that did the, I was listening to the Fox business debate the other day while I was working, and the lady asked a question that she actually re-asked it again, because the person who was answering it, because Rubio never did answer the question. She says, how? She was asking him how he would do something. And that's something you never hear Trump say. Now, he says the right things to the right crowd he's at, just like Obama did, but you're not hearing how. How is he going to do these things? Or how is he going to fix anything?
Can we hear that from anybody? I mean, I have a similar criticism for him, because I listen sometimes and I really intently say, okay, you know, it's sort of like the talking points repeated five times, but I don't get much in the way of substance. But does anybody do that?
Yes. I hear Cruz give substance almost every time he's given an opportunity to speak. You hear his tax plan verbatim. You hear his immigration plan. You hear his answers for national security. It's always detailed. And what I really like is that he gives a straight answer. I don't know. I was trying to bring that out with the guys who were, you know, all about Trump this morning. And I'm like, you haven't heard how. You just keep hearing him say, oh, we got to be for the farmers. We got to be for, you know.
What do they say? What do they say when you raise that question?
They don't have an answer. When you think about it, Barack Obama did the same thing in both campaigns. He gave a lot of platitudes and a lot of right words that you want to hear. Oh, I'm with you. I'm a Christian.
What do you make of Sarah Palin joining forces, good or bad for Trump?
I think for the liberals, for the Democrats, the Republican or Democrat conservatives, I think they're going to go not so good. I think some conservatives might see it, but I'm surprised. I thought that, I don't know if anybody, Sarah Palin will be back in Cruz.
It's interesting. It is. I think she sees Trump as the winner. She's picking the winner. It's my take. Bruce, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Do you know this pillow that I talk so often about is machine washable? You just, like a favorite pair of blue jeans, non-allergenic, you just throw it in the wash. You do that and it keeps its interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position in perfect order. It really works well. And 50% off is the Scott and Todd deal when you call MyPillow at 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. 10-year warranty. This thing won't go flat. And a 60-night money-back guarantee. So in other words, you sleep on it for 59 nights and just say, nah, not for me. Send it back. No obligation. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. More from Watford City after this.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another bit of news from the campaign trail on the presidential race down in Iowa. Tragic situation yesterday with three members of the Ben Carson for President team involved in an accident. One of them died as a result of the accident. Ben Carson suspended his campaign yesterday, went to the community where it happened, and spent time with the family that flew in. We have a comment from Ben on that. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
You know, we unfortunately had some tragedy in our campaign today. One of the vans in Iowa with one of our staffers and three student volunteers hit a patch of ice, flipped on its side, was hit by another vehicle. Everybody's being looked at in the hospital right now. One person is very gravely wounded, and you know, we're going to suspend our activities, and I'm going to head up to Omaha, where he's being flown in right now. You know, I've talked to the neurosurgeon up there, and I've talked to the family, but I think that's where we need to be right now.
And you say you're going to suspend your activities?
Today, we're suspending today's activities, heading to Omaha.
Heading to Omaha today.
Right.
Ben Carson and some campaign staff there on a tragic situation as well. We're at the Wolf Pup Daycare today in Watford City. I'm going to chat in a moment with Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford. Also talk with Tessa Moberg, who is the director here of the facility. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour. And, of course, more of your calls welcome anytime, any place throughout the show on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. A couple of emails, too, on some of our questions of the day. Ray is waiting on the phone. We'll get to Ray in just a moment after I tell you about Be Mobile, North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's right, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network is Verizon, because every moment matters. They know that. That's what you're going to love about Be Mobile. They're a local, family-owned company. They carry all the latest smartphones and tablets to keep you connected. Personalized customer service, you'll love that. Without all the lines and the hassles. And, of course, once you sign up with Be Mobile, you'll find Verizon is everywhere you're at home, the lakes, and beyond. You'll find them at locations like next to Taco John's in Wahpeton, on 2nd Avenue West in Williston, downtown Devil's Lake, of course, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo locations as well. Find a location near you, why not too? BeMobile.com, connect to communicate at Be Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Ray is on the road. Ray, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'm calling in reference to the last caller about Donald Trump. Understand some of their worry. You know, they're not putting out all the information that we'd like to hear, how they're going to do specific things. But you got to remember one thing about Trump. He's a businessman on an upper scale, and he's not going to tip his hand until he has to for several different reasons. When I compare him to Donald, when I compare Donald Trump to Barack Obama, Barack Obama had no experience in anything to do with business. Donald Trump has created many large businesses and has done very, very well for himself. Has everything been positive? No, but you're going to have some setbacks here and there. But I do believe that he's got the best interest of the country in mind. And I believe he has got the talent, the skills, and the people to back up what he says he'll do. He may not get 100% of it done, but I believe he'll take us a whole lot farther than we've been in the last 8 years. So I got to lean towards Trump. And if Trump don't get it, it'll be Cruz. But I think it's a good thing that he's got Sarah Palin on his side. So I think we've got the best bunch of people on the Republican side, conservative side right now that I've seen in a long time. So, anyway, that's all I got to say. Thanks for listening.
No, good stuff, Ray. And I also wanted to say you're not alone in that advice, if that's the right term, for Donald Trump on specificity, on detailed plans. I heard that often when people say, hey, where's the there? Oh, wait a minute, there's time for that. And he's shown he can do it, so tell me what needs to be fixed, but you don't need to lay out chapter and verse because you just give the other side more to shoot at, right? You get the nomination, lay all that out there, then Hillary Clinton demagogues that. But that requires everybody else to trust that he can do it, too, and throw their support his way without much in the way of specifics. But you defended it in a way many others have, so you're not alone there. Jeff emails on the question of 1 million people being a good thing or a bad thing. North Dakota survey suggesting 2040 could bring 1 million people to North Dakota. I have no problem with North Dakota population growing to 1 million people, writes Jeff, depending on what type of folks come here. All right? Well, who's going to come here? I'd hope the people that are going to come here are going to be people that want to work. Roll up their sleeves and go to town. Who else is going to come here? We're not going to become a welfare state. I think the 1 million people designation is possible because of what we've shown the rest of the state about what's happening here. My take. What's yours? 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, your studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd as well. Todd, have I missed any text from our audience?
Just got one.
Feeling text Todd. If you have a question, by the way, for Todd, or a text for us, you can, a question for us, a comment for us, you can text Todd, is what I'm trying to say. 701-226-8503. Sorry, go ahead.
Palin's endorsement is disappointing. Cruz is the only real conservative in this race. Trump is a blowhard, a schoolyard bully, a fair-weather politician.
All right, so what's that mean? Hillary's not? not Hillary. Sarah Palin's not conservative, though?
I think the disappointment is her endorsing Trump and not Cruz, that Cruz is the only conservative and she should have endorsed Cruz, if I'm understanding the texture correctly.
Here's another tech. Trump Palin, a very good thing. Another texter, 1 million? Too many liberals here already. Why do you assume that liberals are going to bring us to 1 million? I don't get that.
Where's the growth coming from?
I think the growth is coming from...
Or where would the growth come from? Where would the next 250,000 people come from?
What has happened in this state? The last, fastest growing cities, fastest growing counties, wage growth, all of the things that have happened. That's what's going to attract people. So, I don't think it attracts people who want to sit on their duff. I think it attracts people who want to work, want to go to town.
I hope you're right.
I don't have the worry that, a bunch of liberals are going to come here now. Why would the political makeup be any different as a result of the growth? I think you come here to roll up your sleeves and go to town.
Because they're coming up Interstate 94.
To work?
No,
to what?
Not, well, I don't know.
Good.
But if they're coming from Minnesota, there is that chance. Because look where the politics has gone there.
Can't find the mayor. Mayor Sanford is eluding us at this point. Manny's going to give him a call here.
Mayor.
See what we can do there.
Might be busy mayoring.
Yeah, well, that's true.
In which case, he's completely forgiven.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Manny's busy on the phone, so I don't know if he's had a chance to call him and find out if we can get him there. We're going to go to partial here and chat with Mike on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
I was wondering about the pillows that my pillow. Well, I ordered the two of them, and it cost $121 a pillow. Isn't that kind of steep?
Depends on what you order. I don't know what you ordered, but I think the ones I ordered were like 60-something.
I think mine were like 50-something, but think about it. How much do you end up spending over time? Over time, it's going to be a lot less because this is going to be one that's going to last.
Yeah, there's a myriad of choices, but I would agree with Todd. I think what I've learned is I've spent $100 plus on a pillow and not been all that impressed. And
go to Walmart or any place and buy a pillow for $2. So.
Yeah, but your sleep's going to reflect it. I mean, I bought those too. I've been.
You're going to replace, and these come with a 10-year guarantee. I guarantee you, can't take that back to the box store.
I threw mine away. You threw your what away?
My pillows.
I'd have taken that off your hands, man.
You threw it away for $120, put it in a garage sale and get 10 for it, for crying out loud.
I'll give you 5.
The ones you usually throw away are the are the Walmart ones, like Todd says, because they go flat. This one just does not go flat. You put that baby in the wash and then in the dryer every, I don't know, couple of months or so.
Warranty.
Buffs lined up.
10-year warranty. Try going back to the box store after 10 days with a pillow. I don't like it anymore.
One
thing I want to say, though, is you guys should tell people how much they cost.
Well, again, when we say how much they cost, it's 2-for-1. Depends on what you buy, right? So king size, queen size, regular size, what the type of filling. There's just so
now you get different choices.
You get 2-for-1 on what the original classic. Deal, which
well,
again,
it was after 30 days, so I threw mine away. You can't get your money back, I suppose, after 30 days. Can you?
A 60-night money-back guarantee, a 10-year warranty. Yeah. So, in other words, it doesn't go flat for 10 years, and if you decide, hey, it's not for me, I don't like it, and I'm not getting the value, you get a 60-night money-back guarantee. But sorry you had a tough time there, Mike, but I would not have thrown it away. It's a good pillow. Harmon and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi.
Hi to you, Harmon.
Harmon, yeah. Hey, first pot of coffee. Listen, I want to be a little objective here and assume an awful lot on my part, but I think we got great people in North Dakota, and I'd like to suggest somebody without even asking them. But we need somebody that's really interested in our energy and agriculture here. It's extremely important. I really am impressed with Lynn Helms. I would love to see this man. Let's get rid of some of these lawyers. Washington's full of them, and they're all hungry. I'd like to hear some other callers call in that have worked with him. I've worked with Sarah Palin up in Alaska for over 12 years. I know the family. I know they're wonderful people. She's the kind of gal that can negotiate, not only run a state as big as Alaska.
All right, a Sarah Palin and a Lynn Helms fan. Harmon, appreciate that. Thank you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
When we talk about this hands-on training and other interactive training techniques, they play a very critical role when conveying safety knowledge and demonstrating that, you know, safe work behaviors. There's studies that actually have shown that incidents can be prevented if workers receive hands-on training. We're able to provide access to numerous hands-on training sessions that address some of the top causes of workplace injuries. Some examples would be fall protection and scaffolding protection, proper crane inspections, as well as confined space rescue. This conference, this 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference, it provides all that type of hands-on training opportunities that are hard to find anywhere else in the state.
The North Dakota Safety Council's 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference will be held February 1st through the 4th at the Bismarck Event Center. To learn more about the numerous innovative hands-on training opportunities available at this special event, go to ndsc.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I guess Sarah Palin is not as conservative as she makes herself out to be, stabbing Cruz in the back by endorsing Trump, who has a lot of liberal in him. Someone pull out the knife and Ted Cruz's back.
I don't know. I think you have Sarah Palin making a choice, like a lot of folks in Iowa. Stabbing in the back. Just saying at this point, I think, you know, again, I think politically it's a realization that a lot of us are coming to. Donald Trump just continues to roll. And she probably says, look, what stops him? You know, what stops him? So I don't think I'd be that harsh about the whole situation. Brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. If you're headed there today, the 4 for $4 deal is great pizza. 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. But you can also load up on the 1.5 liters of Ice Mountain for only 99 cents each, or the Nabisco Big Bags for 99 cents each, or the, you know, salted nut rolls, the big ones, 2 for $1. Great deals. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. We're live at the Wolf Pup Daycare in Watford City, North Dakota, and Tessa Moberg is here. Tessa's the director here. How are you, Tessa?
I'm doing good.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah, I don't know why I can't hear you. I should be able to hear you right now. Crying out loud. Can you hear me now? Say hi, Tessa.
Hi.
Now I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want to know, first of all, describe this facility for folks. For the size community you have, this is a beautiful facility. It's basically a little school. That's what
yeah.
it is.
It's, I call it Watford City pre-boom. We have 16 classrooms in here. We have 12 on our main floor and 4 upstairs. We have a little multi-purpose room in the back, and we have a full commercial kitchen as well.
You have 300-plus kids here.
About 220 right now.
Okay, 220.
Yes.
Capacity is what?
190 at one time.
Yeah.
So we have 3 different sessions of preschool that come in throughout the day, and we get before and after school kids as well. So it's a busy place.
How did this dream come to be?
Watford, I had a daycare previously in an apartment building, and we just were running out of room. And so there was a group of people that got together and decided that Watford needed a larger daycare center.
And
so here it is.
One of those just Watford City little mini miracles that just happened.
It just happened,
again,
yeah.
Again and again. Find a way, right?
Yep, find a way.
The Watford City way is to find a way.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, and so, you know, before you had this facility, what kind of challenges did people have finding daycare?
There wasn't a lot. I was the only center in town, and I could only have 55 kids. And there was in-home daycares, but a lot of the people moving to town don't know a lot of the people here and aren't comfortable putting their kids in an in-home daycare. And so a lot of people like centers where you can walk in at any time. There's cameras. There's lots of, you know, different people around. And then they're getting the education on top of it as well.
So is this community owned here?
It's not. It's a nonprofit. It's by the board of directors. It's Wolf Run Village, Inc., and they have the daycare center, and then they also have apartments as well.
So it's a nonprofit entity that has the daycare, and the facility itself happened through the generosity of a whole lot of folks coming together, say, "Hey, I'll put a little in. Let's build this."
Yes,
guess, right.
Yep, it was very well needed, so that's how it all came to be.
And what difference has it made now for folks that are new to town or that have been lifelong? You're a lifer. You're a native.
I'm a lifer.
Right?
Yep. I'm a native.
Both for folks that are new to town and also that have been here a long time. What kind of difference has it made?
It's been nice for a lot of people coming to town that are even the women that want to get out and socialize with other people, but have their kids in a place with them. And so we have a lot of moms that are coming to town that will come to work here so that they can have their kids make a little money and get out of their camper. And so it's been good for everyone. It's been good for the people. You know, there's a place that their kids can go. It's in a nice location in town, right across from the school, close to parks, the pool, the library. So we walk everywhere we go.
How many employees do you have?
Around 65.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're keeping a lot of people.
Yeah, we do. We have high schoolers that come in. We have full-time. We have part-time. We have 2 cooks at all time, and then we have a janitor as well, on staff at all times.
And talk a little bit about, a lot of folks are watching what's happening with the price of oil and saying, that's a bad thing. You're busy here, so it's not quiet. But is it off, sort of your peak, if you will?
You know, when we started in August, we were almost 300 kids. I think we were right at 297. And we've obviously slumped down around November. People started to leave, pipeliners and welders helper. When they get laid off, they're gone in a day. And so we have picked up a few after Christmas, but not as many as last year. So I do think the oil price has impacted us.
So you're seeing some up and some down, but it's off your high.
Yes, it's always up and down around here. You never know what's going to happen and who's going to leave. They come and go really fast around here. If they don't have... You know, if they get laid off, they're gone, because more than likely they still have a mortgage at home that they're having to pay.
What do you most want folks to know about what happens here at Wolf Pup Daycare?
You never know what's going to happen at daycare. That's my motto here. It's a fun place. You can learn a lot from the kids, and they just brighten your day.
Have other communities come in to say, how'd you do this, Tessa? Tell us how you did it.
The EDC came and did a tour a couple months ago. We've had people come down from Williston for tours so that they can see how to get things started in their community as well.
A great model, and certainly just any parent knows a very, very important piece of where do I live, what job do I take, what kind of quality daycare will I have? So it's great to see one work as well as this one does. Thanks, Tessa.
Thank you.
Appreciate you having us.
Yes, thanks.
Tessa Moberg, the director here at the Wolf Pup Daycare in Watford City, North Dakota. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall will join us coming up in a little bit. The texts are pouring in. Some more of your calls, welcome to, and let's roll.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.